This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're feeling like you can't seem to put down your phone, like that endless scroll is a black hole sucking away your time and energy, well, trust me, you are not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind screen addiction and how it messes with our mental health. We're talking about the dopamine loop, that sneaky little cycle of pleasure and reward that keeps us coming back for more, even when we know we should be stepping away. Ever felt like your brain is wired to crave that next notification? You know that feeling when you check your phone, add a quick hit of dopamine from a like or a comment, and then bam, instantly wanting to do it again? Yeah, that's the dopamine loop in action. And while it sounds pretty cool at first, let me tell you, it can become a real pain in, well, you know. Here is the deal. Our brains are hardwired to seek pleasure and avoid pain. It's how we survive. But when we constantly bombard ourselves with digital stimuli, those little notifications, likes, comments, and endless news feeds, our brain gets hooked on that dopamine rush. We start craving it like a drug, and before we know it, we're spending hours glued to our screens, neglecting real-life connections, responsibilities, and even self-care. So how do we break free from this digital trap? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to healing any addiction is awareness. Realize that you're not just casually scrolling, there's a biological process at play here. Pay attention to how your body and mind react when you use your phone. Do you feel energized or drained? Focused or scattered? Recognizing these patterns helps you understand your triggers and make conscious choices about your screen time. 2. Set boundaries, baby. You're the boss of your digital life, not the other way around. Designate specific times for checking social media and emails and stick to them like glue. Turn off notifications when you're trying to focus or spend quality time with loved ones. Remember, it's about balance, not deprivation. 3. Embrace boredom. I know, boredom sounds like the enemy, but trust me, it's your friend. When we're constantly plugged in, our brains never get a chance to rest and recharge. Embrace those moments of quiet, go for a walk, read a book, or simply sit and observe your surroundings. You might be surprised at how creative and resourceful you become when you're not glued to your screen. 4. Find alternatives that spark joy. Think about the things that truly bring you happiness and fulfillment. Maybe it's painting, playing music, spending time in nature, or connecting with friends and family in person. Make a conscious effort to prioritize these activities over mindless scrolling. Your brain will thank you for it. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one is a game changer. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you find yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, take a deep breath and ask yourself, why am I doing this? What do I really need right now? By becoming more aware of your thoughts and feelings, you can break free from autopilot and make conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy. Think back to that last social media binge. When was the last time you felt truly present and engaged in your life? Let's be honest, it's probably been a while, right? Now imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, excited to tackle the day. You spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and pursue activities that bring you joy. That's the power of breaking free from the dopamine loop. You've heard the stories of a friend who suddenly disappears for hours after scrolling through their feed, or the coworker who can't focus on anything except checking emails every 5 seconds. But imagine a world where technology enhances our lives instead of controlling them. It's possible. It starts with understanding how it works and taking control of your digital habits. Remember, you have the power to rewrite your story. Don't let the dopamine loop dictate your life or claim your time, energy, and focus. Start small, set those boundaries, embrace boredom, find alternative joys. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Join me next week for another episode of Digital Poison as we explore more strategies to detox your digital life and cultivate a healthy relationship with technology. Until then, stay conscious, stay connected, and remember, real life is waiting for you offline.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.